You don't have to spend much time in Kendall County before you find places still haunted by the economic downturn.
It's a developed subdivision with roads, but there's just weeds growing everywhere. There's no homes. There's a scattered one here, a second one here.
About 90 minutes southwest of Chicago, I'm driving around with Republican Kendall County board member John Purcell. So far, we've seen a lot of beige, labyrinthine subdivisions that rise up out of the cornfields. But then we come upon one that feels kind of spooky, with cul-de-sacs, lampposts, fire hydrants, but no houses.
I mean, you could hear the bugs.
This is country living.
This is like untouched prairie that they were just expecting, what, to explode?
Yes. This is the water service for a homestead. There'd be a home here, and this is where the water would be turned on and off to serve the house.
Between 2000 and 2010, Kendall County's population more than doubled. That's how it got that fastest growing county title. Plus, the number of employees and businesses grew at a faster pace than any other Illinois county until the crash. So we headed to Kendall to hear how the state of Illinois is viewed by business owners determined to get back on track. It turns out that Purcell, the county board member, is one of them. He owns a couple of hardware stores, and he worries about the cash-strapped state government increasing his costs, raising taxes or the minimum wage. But he also says Illinois has an image problem.
I believe the state, by not having their financial house in order, it affects some business. And does it affect mine directly? No, maybe not, but it affects a lot of the larger businesses' investment decisions, which trickle down to some of the smaller businesses.
One of those smaller businesses is Mick's Bake Shop in Oswego, home to delicious-smelling, freshly fried apple cider donuts.
We can do cinnamon sugar, regular sugar, or powdered sugar on these. We've got vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Jack Michelet opened his shop in 2012. Before the crash, he was a home appraiser, so he was actually inside the housing bubble as it was blowing up.
Well, I saw it happening. I would get tons of loans. I would see the loans come across, and you could see it, no income, no job. They're trying to get the full value of the house as a loan.
You know how the story ends. After the bubble burst, Michelet started selling donuts. He says business took off at first, but after a brutal winter last year, things are rough. The best thing state government can do? Get out of the way, Michelet says. He feels inundated by fees and regulations from all levels of government, from state to county to local.
Everybody wants their cut, their share, and so far, there's been nothing left for me. You know, it's been 3 years since I've had a paycheck.
What's more, Michelet sees some of his own customers leaving the state for better economic opportunities, which hurts his business, which now has Michelet himself thinking about a move.
I never, ever thought I'd want to leave the state, but as I get older and wiser, I look around and I just say, there's got to be a better way, because this isn't it.
Michelet is not the only one who sees it like this. Illinois has consistently rated near the bottom of surveys about business-friendly states. Chief Executive Magazine called us a, quote, anti-growth hot mess. This image problem is a big one for the state, says Bob Rosenberg, who teaches entrepreneurship at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
We are thought of as a bad place for business. We're thought of as a troubled state, a corrupt state. And we don't make it easy for businesses to come here.
Rosenberg says the next governor needs to change the reality in hopes of changing that dogged perception.
When states around us are going after us and saying, move your company to Indiana, move your company to Michigan, move your company to Iowa, you've certainly got a brand problem that needs to be addressed.
This isn't just an ivory tower idea. Economic development professionals in counties like Kendall say it has consequences on the ground.
It's got to be marketed differently. It's like there's got to be a new campaign, and you know that Illinois is here to compete.
Lynn Dubachek heads up the Yorkville Economic Development Corporation. She says Illinois state government needs an attitude change when it comes to helping businesses. Dubachek points to this popular state tax credit, one that she says companies can only get if they threaten to leave Illinois. Now, at first, I think she's exaggerating, but then she pulls up the application on her computer.
Wait a minute. So eligibility, in order to be eligible for this tax credit, it says you have multi-state location options. At least one other state is being considered for. You have to threaten before you get the help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A spokesman for the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity says requirements like this are commonplace in other states, too. But Dubacek says it's a problem when she's trying to get businesses to expand or relocate to Kendall County.
So you might find yourself talking to somebody else and looking at another state and say, hey, what was I thinking? You know, so, I mean, kind of be careful what you wish for on the state of Illinois' part.
But Dubacek is optimistic. She just helped the Wrigley Company expand a plant in Yorkville so they could start making Skittles candy there. And she says state money was key to getting the company to expand in Kendall County instead of somewhere else.
Sometimes you have to spend money to make money. And coming up with new programs to allow those of us that are in the trenches to be able to offer assistance would be a very good start.
Kendall County business owners say one other helpful tactic would be for the next governor to take some time to listen to their concerns. I'm Alex Keefe.